everybody. I'm calling you live from San Francisco, California. Hans and I are headed to a nice little destination. You guys will hear where that is next Monday. And tonight we're going to do something completely different, something we have never done before. And for those of you that are listening to this tomorrow online, oh, you are so hating life. Because tonight is going to be a live and interactive call. I'm going to give you instructions later, meaning that we are going to be taking questions from those of you that are participating on this call right now. And so just hang tight. I'll give you guys instructions in a minute. And so we're going to handle a variety of different topics for this evening. So it's going to be exciting. And it's pretty much going to be like a one-on-one coaching session with 10 people. I'm going to take 10 questions later on, live people, those of you that are listening right now. I'll give you instructions a little bit later on how you're going to be able to interact with me in a few minutes. So we're going to have lots of different topics. You guys are the ones that are going to direct the nature of this call. Now, for those of you, this is your very first time ever listening to us. My name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who grew up in an abusive home where my parents both were drug addicts. I did not think that people like me ever succeeded in anything. And so I first heard about going into business for myself from a friend of mine, and I told him, you know, it sounds great for you, but it's definitely not for me. And after a few months, decided to get started, failed miserably for my first 6 months being in business for myself. I had no income coming in. I was totally dependent on my business to take care of me, and nothing was happening. And after 6 months of failing, I heard about a training seminar that was supposed to change everything. And, you know, you always hear about seminars and books and tapes and CDs and things like that supposed to make a big difference. And I honestly did not believe anything that I heard. But I was told that if I didn't go, that basically I would fail and that this was my last chance to succeed. The weekend was going to cost me about $1,500. Didn't have the money. Could definitely, if I ever even had the money, could figure out a whole lot of other better places than some boring seminar with a bunch of boring adults to pour into. And so I wound up coming up with it anyway. I found a way to get myself there, plugged into that, and right after that seminar, my first 8 days made $4,000. You have to ask yourself, what in the world could have ever changed in 2 days after 6 months of failure? Not because I wasn't trying. I mean, talking to lots of people, trying to promote my business, but nothing was working. To 8 days following a two-day seminar, making $4,000 in 8 days. I decided to go back. Came out of the second seminar, made $11,000. I began to bring a lot of people with me to these particular workshops. Wound up making $15,000 the next month. The following check was just under $21,000. Decided I wanted to go make babies to get married, not in that order, and the guy that I married changed his mind. And after just a few short months, I wound up being completely stranded, abandoned by my husband, who drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 left to my name after he drained absolutely everything. And so I was completely devastated. I went from being the number one producer inside of that sales force to absolutely nothing, rock bottom, no job, no income, no business, no nothing, everything stolen from me. And now here I was living literally out of my car, showering in public places. How in the world can you go from the top of the world to the absolute bottomless pit? Well, I hope you never find out, to be honest with you. It was a devastating, horrific time. And after several weeks of being completely homeless, I was blaming my father, blaming my ex-husband for why I had become the failure that I had become. Decided to finally get out of my pity party, next all of my excuses, and rise up and do something different for a change. And so I wound up the day after Christmas starting a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, a handwritten flyer, and made $2,000 the first 10 hours. From all that I had learned the year before in those training seminars, decided not to just wallow in my self-pity and in all of my excuses, but instead to step up and do something different. The next month made $6,540. Next check was $10,000. Broke all the international sales records in that company. That was a multi-billion dollar corporation, had hundreds of thousands of reps worldwide. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. And by the end of my second year, 23 years of age, had made my first $1 million in business. And so went on to make millions beyond that, raising my five children, found my husband through the industry, through being in business for myself. And it really has been a total blessing that I believe that God gave me a chance, opened a door for me to be able to walk through and to be something, do something different than anybody in my family had ever done. And so luckily I took advantage of that chance. And what I hope you do is that you take advantage of the chance that is facing you right now. I believe that an opportunity is never lost. It's always taken. And there's other people that are going to sit in your seat or be on this phone line tomorrow. And there's people that are listening that are really looking for something. And then there are those who are just kind of curious. And I hope that tonight, after this call is done, that you get off of the fence of mediocrity, you get off of the fence of being average and settling for less, of no dreams, no vision, no purpose, and no passion, no desire, that you decide to rise up and do something different, that you decide to not settle for less, that you decide not to go down the path that you've already been down, but that you make a decision to do a path that you have not done before. Maybe it's a path that you've always been afraid to do. Maybe it's a path that you've been on the fence, not, you know, one foot in mediocrity, one foot in and stepping out and taking a risk and doing something out of the ordinary. I hope that by the time we're done with you tonight, that you decide to step out and that you do something maybe that you've never done before, and who knows, you might have the exhilaration of not only complete success, but the exhilaration of what it feels like to step out and do something out of the norm. So tonight, what we're going to do, and listen very closely, and for those of you that you were invited on this call by a family member or by somebody that you are already in business with, I want you to just say thank you to them, because they obviously cared enough about you and put you first. They decided that they heard about a website and a conference call that's impacted their life, and they wanted to give you the same free gift. Our site, yes, is free. You can find us at DaniJohnson.com, which is D-A-N-I Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. We've got over 50 hours of free training and development that's available on that site. I mean, anywhere from communication skills, how to get out of debt, managing your time better, understanding and being able to identify and communicate with the four different personality groups, being able to market your business or even yourself within your job, how to get yourself promoted within that job. We also have spiritual section. We have a Christian-based training section that's also for those of you that belong to that particular faith, or you're curious about that particular faith. There's a whole section in there as well. So there's just tons of free training and equipping that's available that thousands and tens of thousands of people have utilized over the last year and a half, not to mention the training that we've done for the last 15 years. And so anyway, go to that site. You're going to find all kinds of great stuff that will be able to help you, even if I never see you in a live training seminar or hear you on this conference call again. We know that there's information on that site that you'll definitely benefit from. Okay, here's the instructions, guys. What we're going to do is we are going to take the first 10 callers in the order that it was received, that the call was received. And what I want you to do is, we have Laura waiting for your call at our office right now. So if you are one of the first 10 callers, she's going to interview you, make sure that you are in a quiet place. She's going to give you a secret PIN number, and she's going to bring you into the call. You're going to hang up from Laura and dial the regular conference call number, again, the same number that you dialed to get in the call tonight, but you're going to enter in a different PIN number. And then she's going to let me know in the order that the calls were received, who's first, second, third, all the way up to number 10, and hopefully we'll be able to get through all 10. So our office number is 209-463-5210. Again, that's 209-463-5210. Call our office right now. Laura is waiting for you. She's going to, again, make sure you're in a quiet place, give you a PIN number. You're going to call this number back again, and you're going to wind up in the conference with me right away. And when Laura gets back on the line, guys, then we will go ahead and answer those questions. So, again, it's just like a one-on-one coaching appointment. It is free, open to you tonight. So I know the phones at our office are ringing off the hook. So meanwhile, while we're waiting for those people to get in on the conference call with me, and that's just going to take a couple of moments, let me go ahead and just make a couple of announcements. Just to let you guys know, you guys are aware of the fact that our prospecting and our closing class completely sold out a week ago. Yeah, a week ago. They were completely, over a week ago, actually. A week and a half ago, they were completely sold out. And so what we did is we made arrangements in our schedule to where we're going to handle two classes in the month of July. And as it is right now, that class is going to be taking place in the evening from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, again, the class that is open right now, and it's actually almost full, is between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, both for prospecting and for closing. We have roughly 15 seats left in each one of those classes. Now, we only sent out one email. And so, again, there's only 50 people per class allowed in there. I am sure that by the end of this week or even by the end of tonight that both those classes are going to be completely full. So if you're able to be online at the same time as being on the phone, I highly recommend. It's a first-come, first-served basis. Once that class is sold out, and every single class that we've done has sold out, there's never been room available. And we know that this class, if it doesn't sell out tonight, it will by the end of the week. So, again, the prospecting and closing class, I know there's been so many, hundreds of you who've been asking for an evening time for that class, and we've got it now available this month only. I'm not saying that we're going to do this again. This is definitely not a standard. It's only because there was an overflow in Denver, an overflow, and we didn't feel right about turning all of those people away who had already signed up for it. And so, anyway, so right now, this is what we have, and so I would urge you, if you've been waiting, anticipating to get in on that prospecting or closing class and you needed hours that were more conducive to your schedule, here it is. Here's your one and only chance to get in on that class. Okay, let me just see if Laura is on the line with me right now. No, she's not. Okay. Well, do we have any of the people who've called our office that are in right now?
Yes.
Who are you?
I'm Sandy Krakowski.
Hey, Sandy. I can't believe you got in there.
I said, oh, no.
Okay. Is there anybody else that's on here also? All right, Sandy. You're the first one that dialed in. Go for it.
Okay. On your script book, page 5, Dan,
yes.
Can you role play with me how I can turn prospects into customers, because I'm calling so many every day. I'd love to have all those people who say no to my opportunity become a customer.
Okay, awesome. And I understand, Sandy, can you just tell them real quick, how you, what you were doing, because you were a part of our closing class and our prospecting class.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just tell them real quickly what happened to your numbers prior to and then now after?
Sure. I mean, not only the numbers that I called, Danny, tripled because I just got really passionate about calling and not increasing necessarily my working hours, but my income doubled. And I was number 3 recruiter in our company and won an awesome bonus of $4,000.
Awesome. Now, Sandy, you had never closed anybody at your $299 package before, right?
Like one or two, Danny. It was like call 90 and maybe one or two.
Right. So now your numbers have increased dramatically.
Absolutely.
And how many of those packages did you sell last month?
23.
23 packages at $299,
mm-hmm.
And prior to the prospecting and closing class, you did
three.
That's insane. Three in how long?
In 30 days.
Three in 30 days.
It's a low pack, sure. But no,
right. That's awesome.
High. Yeah, you did. I can't do it without you.
You're doing a great job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay, Sandy, so you're saying that once you get through the closing script, right, mm-hmm. And this person is just a definite no, you want to know how to be able to turn that person into a customer.
Correct.
Get them started on your products. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in your mind, after you went through the closing trip and they said, you know, this is definitely not for me, is that what you're saying, that their responses, or are they still, I want to think it over, or what?
I guess I want to think it over, or I just am not sure this is for me, or I've got a couple other things I'm looking at.
Okay, cool. All right, let's go ahead and deal with that. I'm just not sure if this is for me.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me that objection.
You know, Danny, I'm just not quite sure this is for me. I really need to think and compare it to some of the other things that I'm looking at right now.
Okay, awesome. Sandy, I totally appreciate where you're coming from, and I agree. You should absolutely compare it to everything else that you are looking at right now. Now, Sandy, if that you are absolutely serious about being able to get out of debt and be able to provide for your two boys that education that you feel that is necessary for them.
Yes.
Okay. So you're serious about that, and that's how come you're seriously looking, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you're not just telling me that you want to compare it to everything else that you're looking at, because you really are not serious about that, and you just don't want to hurt my feelings.
I'm very serious. Just want to make sure it's the right product.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, great. Then, Sandy, the next step is definitely, and you are absolutely serious about making sure you make the right decision, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then I think the best way for you really to get to know our opportunity is for you to have your body be the judge of our products. And so once you, and that's really the best way for you to really understand what our company is about, because let's say you get started on the product and they don't do anything for you, then you know this is definitely not for you. And so it can absolutely save you time and hassle and money in the long run because our product is 100% guaranteed, and if for any reason you're not satisfied with them, you're going to get your money back. And so are you ready to go ahead and fully get integrated with our products? Not only that, but feel better, look younger, and live longer while you're trying them out. And then for any reason that they don't work for you, you get your money back.
So you want me to pay for them right now?
Well, absolutely.
Hmm.
So, Sandy, are you ready to go ahead and try a risk-free 30-day trial?
Yeah.
So that you can really see whether or not this is the real business for you. Because, again, if it doesn't work out for you, then you saved yourself a lot of time, money, and hassle.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But it is risk-free for a full 30 days.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, great. All right. So I have you at and how do I spell your first name?
S-A-N-D-I.
Okay, awesome. All right, Sandy. Does that help?
That was really good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds simple, but it was really good.
Okay,
thank
good.
You very much.
You are very welcome. Okay, do I have Laura Johnson on the line yet? She's still fielding those calls. Okay, did anybody else step up to this call? Oh. No,
Sandy?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Carol.
Carol who?
Carol Bohr.
Hi, girl. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing phenomenal, Dani. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So, did you have trouble getting in?
No.
Okay,
well, yeah,
good.
There was.
Let me just see if there's anybody else on here with me, okay? Is there anybody else other than Carol?
Yes, Roberta from
Roberta.
Florida.
Okay, anybody else other than Roberta?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. These women are fast dialers. Anybody else?
Hi, this is Hope.
Hope, okay. I'm going to stop right here. Okay, Carol, go for it.
Okay. Danny, when you first started, you were, well, on the second time, you were living in your car. How do you keep desperation out of your voice and out of your tone when you really desperately need these person to sign, these people to sign up?
Right. Carol,
you don't
that
want
is
it
a
to
great,
be about them.
Yeah, that's a really good question. That's a really, really good question. You know what? I don't quite know how to answer that question. And here's why. I mean, because I was literally homeless. I was totally homeless. I didn't have any product at all. I didn't even have a brochure. I spent like my last buck and a half or whatever to get a receipt book. And that was actually after a couple days after I had received some funds from people. I really was so horrifically desperate. And I think what happened is that something snapped in me. And I think part of it was that, you know, I had spent about $25,000 the year before on training seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And I really kind of resorted back to what I had learned in those seminars. And I kind of had, here, let's put it this way, December 25th, I was like so at the absolute rock bottom. And I had looked at the people that I had surrounded myself with, and I just said, you know what are you doing here? And I was surrounded by other bartenders and busboys and waitresses, and they were all doing drugs the night before on Christmas night. They were all, you know, smoking and partying and having a blast and having illicit sex and, you know, cheating on their spouses and all that kind of stuff. And I, not to say that everybody in that profession does, but the people I was hanging out with did. And that morning when I looked at those people and I was partying up with them, you know, having a blast with them, like everything that they were doing, and I just said, you know what are you doing here? And I got really, really sick and tired of who I had become, and I got upset with myself. I got mad. And I got in my car and I drove 45 miles to the beach that I had been living on, and I just chewed myself. In fact, I even cussed myself out for that whole trip, and I said, that's enough. Get over it. It's time to step up. What the heck do you think you're doing? And I just was totally chewing myself raw. And that very next day, you know what rose up in me was now I was upset that I had become what I had become, and I was on an absolute mission not to be that way. I had let myself go so low, and I just said, that's it. It was a decision that I made. That's it. No more. Period. End of story. You are not going backwards. And so the thing that clicked for me, Carol, is that the decision that I made was I am going straight to the top. I am never going to wind up in this financial position again. I am never going to wind up in the bottomless pit again, and I am not going to stand for what these people stand for. I'm going to stand for what is good, for what is right, what is noble. And so that decision was so strong in me that my surroundings were only temporary. And see, what faith is all about, Carol, is that faith is that you believe in something that you cannot see. And what came across the phone, Carol, was that absolute faith and belief that I'm going to build something huge, and it starts today. It wasn't, gosh, I sure hope it's going to happen, and, boy, I'll just give it a try, and, you know, hopefully I won't lose too much money. That was not an option. Do you understand? Right. I mean, if there's levels of commitment, I was at a 10. If there's level of faith, I was at a 10. And so it moved beyond desperation straight to, I'm building this, and I'm going this way. And honestly, Carol, my goal initially, and I know that you are in a weight loss business just like I had started in, was that I was looking for 40 weight loss customers that I was going to turn into testimonials. So I was looking for 40 people to lose weight, and that was my mission. That was my focus. So there was no doubt. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to make this happen, period, end of story. There wasn't I wasn't on a path of, well, let me see if this product's going to work. I wasn't on that path. It wasn't, and I didn't know if the product worked or not. To be honest with you, I gained 50 pounds. Isn't that pathetic? I did. I gained weight while I bought this weight loss program like 6 weeks before I wound up homeless, and it sat and rotted in my car. And that's what I was marketing, something I hadn't even used. I gained 25 pounds in 3 weeks after I bought that program. So it's not like I had belief in the product. It's not like I had belief in the opportunity. I didn't have any of that. But I had full belief that I was never going to wind up here again, and that was based on a decision that I made. There wasn't any – I wasn't on the fence. And so if you're on the fence with desperation, yes, they're going to hear that. But if you have desperation, and yet you have moved beyond the desperation to, I'm building this, period, end of story, this is where I'm going, either lead, follow, or get the heck out of my way. And that was the attitude that came through that telephone. I'm looking for 40 people that are going to guaranteed lose weight, because I need your before and after picture, because if I have 40 of you, no one can tell me that this doesn't work. So there you go, Carol. Great question. Loaded answer. Okay, Roberta, you're next. What can I do for you, baby?
Hi, I wanted to know about when you're purchasing leads, if over 70% of the leads are outside of your time zone, say morning, evening, and I can only do evening leads 4 times a week, would you continue to call the morning ones even at night? Like, I've called them 3 times already and got voicemail.
Yeah, what I would do, well, I wouldn't leave 3 messages, Roberta. What I would do is call 3 times. And what I would do is leave the message on the 3rd time and leave a message like this. And this call is being recorded, so you can download this, tomorrow morning so you can write it out. And so what the 3rd message you would leave, and I'll go ahead and give it to you, it's kind of a variation of the script on page 3, I think. Yeah, it's a variation of the script on page 3. And what I would say is, hi, Roberta, this is Danny, just calling you back. You know, I've been trying to get a hold of you, and this is the 3rd time I've called, and I'm just letting you know this is the last time that I'm going to call you. I'm trying to get you that information that you had requested. You wanted to know about earning some income working part-time from home. And, again, this is the last time that I'm going to call you. So if you are absolutely serious, give me a call back. I'm going to be making my decision in the next 48 hours as to who I'm going to be choosing to work with. I'm conducting some interviews. So if you're serious, go ahead and give me a call back. If I do not hear from you, then I know that you are just simply curious. So go ahead and give me a call back. My number is, say the number twice, very slowly, and that's it. Roberta, you will get people calling you back. I've had several of my clients who use that message, and it's hilarious. They have people calling back. They have the prospect calling them back apologizing. I'm so sorry. I know I've been really busy. Is it still time that I can get the information? I've had clients even get people to sign up without ever even showing them the opportunity just from that voicemail message. So there you go, Roberta. That's what I would recommend that you do. leave that last message. Don't call them back after you leave that final message. The last time I'm calling you, I'm going to be making my decision in the next 48 hours as to who out of this advertising campaign that I'm going to be working with. And so if I hear from you, you'll get in on that interview. If not, good luck. Have a great life. God bless you. Okay, Roberta, let me move on to Kimberly. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Hi. What do you say to a prospect, like you're starting the script, I introduce myself and tell them I'm calling them back because of information they requested. And I've gotten a couple to say, well, I'm just going to go ahead on with the first business opportunity I've seen, or they say, well, I don't have the time anymore.
Okay. Kimberly, out of 10 people that you get a hold of, how many people say that?
I guess maybe two or three.
Two or three people are saying that they don't have the time anymore?
Yeah, more of them say that they don't have the time.
Like when you first give them a call?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a couple people saying either I'm going to go with the other opportunity I found or I don't have the time. For
yes.
Somebody that's going to say, Kimberly, I don't really have the time anymore, they say, okay, so you're – okay, let me understand correctly just so you know what I'm calling you for. So you're saying that you do not have any time to earn a six-figure income working part-time from home?
Okay.
Okay. But they say, I don't know that I'm interested anymore. I say, oh, okay, so you're not looking for a substantial income working part-time from home?
Okay.
Okay. And if that doesn't get them, Kimberly, they're
then
dead.
They're not interested.
They're dead. They're
okay.
Not qualified to work with you.
Okay.
They're looking for desire, honey. You are not looking for somebody that is full of excuses.
Okay.
And for somebody to say, I don't have the time anymore, and then you say, okay, so you're not looking for a six-figure income working part-time from home?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Okay.
And even if you get a hold of people that say, I don't remember calling, I don't remember answering something, I don't remember requesting information, you
right.
Think, are you not looking for a six-figure income working part-time from home?
Okay. Okay. I like that.
You're okay, great. Okay. You're welcome. Hope, you're next. Go for it. Hope, what
happened
to you? Hi, go for
it. I think I need help with everything, but the main thing is after I get people to the conference call, they seem fine, and then I call them back. I even had a lady tonight tell me, no, so-and-so doesn't live here anymore, and I know it was the woman I spoke with.
No!
I'm doing something wrong. That's happened twice this week. I'm doing something, but I don't know what.
That's hilarious. Hope, what's your last name?
Dilly.
Cute name. I know a lady named Danelle Dilly down in San Diego. Okay. All right, Hope. Well, have you been a part of the prospecting class?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I have gotten your North Carolina CDs and the prospecting tape, and I keep listening to those over and over. But I've still got a long way to go.
Yeah. What I will tell you is that most of my students, Sandy being one of them, she was on very early on in the call. What I will tell you, Hope, is that's very, very common when you're first kind of getting out there and getting integrated with the program. And there is a huge percentage of my prospecting and closing class students that have that dramatically changed. Now, you're asking me a very loaded question because I could spend hours talking about the reasons why people don't show up or why they say things like that. But let me just go ahead and give you a couple things to start. Now, you say that you have the script book?
Right.
Okay. And definitely be listening to those over and over again. And I would highly recommend that you get into that class as soon as possible. Again, I made an announcement earlier, probably when you were dialing in. We have 15 spots left in two classes, in the prospecting and the closing class, in the evening class. We have two classes running in July. The first class is totally sold out. This next one has 15 seats left, and I'm sure by tonight, if not by the end of this week, those two classes will be totally filled as well. Okay, so Hope, the reason why somebody would say something like that is that they sensed when they first talked to you that you were trying to sell them something. So chances are you might have sounded like a telemarketer who was out to get their MasterCard, Visa, or Discover. And so, therefore, that's why they completely lied to you and flaked on the phone, because they did not there wasn't a good, strong connection between you and them. There wasn't enough trust that was developed there. Does that make sense? Because if you really made a friend on the phone with them, they certainly wouldn't lie to you the next day saying, she doesn't live here anymore. Does that make sense? Right. Now, part of it is you and you know, your skill and learning to develop the skill to really connect with people, to not sound like a salesperson, to really find their needs, their strengths, and their goals, and tying that for them to take a look at the web presentation or conference call or what have you. And the other part of it is some people are just flakes. That's the way they are. I've had tons of people flake on me, far more than you ever did. Far more than you ever have. In fact, far more than most people on this phone ever have. I've had hundreds of people flake on me. So that's just, you know, don't worry about it. You're heading in that direction as well. So anyway, the best thing I can tell you, Hope, is that I would really maybe even record yourself and see if you sound like you're being yourself, or do you sound like a salesperson, or do you sound like you're reading a bedtime story to somebody, or are you really making a good connection with that prospect? You really getting that prospect to talk a lot about themselves? Are you getting that prospect to open up to you and basically just tell you how to recruit them? And so, well, let's do this. I think it's only 7:30 right now. What I can do, if you want, I'll kind of give you a little bit of a taste of what our prospecting and closing class is all about. Do you have your script book right there with you?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, then I can't do this with you, honey. Can't do this with you at all. Keep posted. Run and get it. I have 5 more people to take, and if we have time at the end of the call, then I'll come back to you and we'll play with you.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Okay, who's Laura Johnson, are you on the line with me? Laura Johnson, are you there? No, she's not. Okay, who's next? If I have not answered your question yet, go ahead and step up and say your name.
Alisa.
Alisa, what can I do for you?
Well, I really want to do this business, and I work a lot of hours, and I'm trying to figure out, I know talking on the phone, calling a lot of leads, I know that's working for a lot of people, but how do I make that work for me when I work a lot?
Well, Alisa, there's a lot of people that are on the phone with us right now who only work their business 10 to 15, 20 hours a week, who work a lot in their jobs. In fact, there's several doctors that are listening right now, lawyers, even judges, who have, you know, 70, 80-hour work weeks, right, and seem to find the time to be able to build their businesses, their home-based businesses, in hopes of generating another six-figure income so that they can pull away from the linear business that they have, which is they do their hours, they get paid. They don't do their hours, they don't get paid. And so that is an issue of time management. And if you go onto my site, there's a call that I did on time management about last year. It was March of last year, March or April last year. If you check in the archived calls, there's a call on time management, and that's really what it's about, is learning how to manage your time efficiently, and that making your business time really, really count. So let me ask you this. I have a question for you. Alisa, if there was a guarantee, let's say that I had a $100,000 check, and this check was dated for 1 year from today, okay? So June 20th, 2006, right? It is made out to you, your first and last name. It's made out for $100,000, and you can cash it 1 year from today. Now, there are some requirements in order to cash that check. And what you have to send me is basically a time card of 10 hours a week that you put in and X amount of calls that you did in those 10 hours a week to build your business. Would you do it?
Yes, I would.
Would you find the 10 hours a week?
I definitely would.
Then go find those 10 hours a week, because I worked my business for the last 9 years of it 20 hours a week and generated a six-figure income.
Can I say this? I am making the phone calls, but the people aren't there when I'm there.
Right.
So what I did is I put out flyers, and people are calling me from those flyers, but I mentioned your name in the flyer. I hope that's okay.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to see that flyer. Okay, that's wild that you had mentioned my name in that flyer.
And I just said that young lady, you know, and mentioned the story that you told, $2.03, lived in the car, became a millionaire. That's all I said.
Right.
and to give me a call if they want to know how to start a home business and become financially secure.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like that's starting to work because I'm starting to get calls.
Wow, there's 1,500 people listening right now. I'm sure that they're going to start using that flyer.
I hope it works for Gary. But now it's like now it's on my time because they're telling me the best time to call them.
Okay, so you feel like you found something that's working?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then I would recommend that you keep doing it.
Yeah.
So whatever avenues that you can find, and by the way, on leads, you get what you pay for. Absolutely. And so there were times in our career where, man, we spent a lot of money, you know, per lead because the quality of the people that responded to those were much higher than, you know, a flaky person looking for a job. Not that all people looking for a job is a flake, but I'm just saying that there were people actually looking for a business, you know, where they fill out this form, they had $10,000 to invest in some kind of a business that they were serious about. And so you get what you pay for when it comes to leads. And so, yeah, there's always, you know, a lot of people that you can't get a hold of. But honestly, within a couple of hours a night, you know, I don't know if that's the amount of hours that you have, whether it's 2 to 5 hours a night that you have, you can really burn through a whole lot of numbers in that time. And it's about becoming real efficient with the people that you do meet on the phone.
Okay.
So, anyway, so wherever it would, whatever it would be that you would find those hours, do it if there was a guarantee on that check.
Yeah, okay. No more lunches for me.
Yeah, there you go. You got to do what you got to do, baby. Eat, slam down a sandwich in 15 minutes and spend the next 15 minutes on the phone. There you go. Okay, anybody else that's up there that I have not answered your question yet?
Hi, Danny. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. What can I do for you?
Good question. I think a lot of this stuff is really great for working leads, but I'm wondering about warm market. Like if you have, say, family members who are real skeptical and they're like, well, and you know, I'm new in the business and they say, well, I'll see if you make money first and then maybe I'll be interested.
Right. Okay. I have a series of questions I'm going to ask you. Okay.
Okay.
Number one, when you've made, how many of your warm market have you called?
Oh, I'd say 30 or 40.
Okay. Good job. Most people only call three. Three or five, and they say, I called all my friends, and everyone said no.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of no's. I mean, some people, it's like a friend of my wife's, I told her about it, and her husband, she's like, no, he didn't even hear about it, doesn't want to hear about it.
Right, next.
Yeah.
He's a
yeah.
closed-minded individual, and closed-minded individuals stay in ruts.
Right.
That's what they do. So let him stay in his rut, and you move on. Okay, so you called 30 to 40 of your warm market. Now, when you have another question for you. When you've called these people, is it 30 or is it 40?
I'd say 30.
Okay.
Okay.
So when you called these 30 people, can you tell me what it was that you said to them?
Well, a lot of times it's like, if it's like my family, it's usually like if I see them in person, it's not really necessarily calling them.
Right.
But let's see, what did I say? I guess I said like I told them what I was doing and all and you know, just kind of said, if you want to make, you know, make some money, I mean, just, and.
Why don't you just call, pretend like I'm one of your friends and, you know, tell me what you did.
Okay.
Just do the same thing to me, what you did to these other 30 people.
Okay. Hey, Danny, this is Chris.
Hey.
Hey, I just got involved in this, new business that I'm doing part-time. And,
What is it?
I market a, nutritional health drink, and it's really good. I've been using it for about 9 months. And
how much is it?
It's like $40 a bottle.
Okay. Now, that's kind of expensive.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's no more expensive than, you know, for the amount you take and the amount that's in a bottle, you know, it's no more expensive than, like, you know, a good multivitamin.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what are you doing? Why are you calling me?
Well, I want to know if, well, I just want to say I've been using it for like 9 months and I've had really good health results, you know, with the energy and my cholesterol's down and my, you know, I don't need to take antihistamines anymore.
Wow.
For my allergies and, wow. Yeah. I just,
oh, Chris, I'm sorry. I got another call coming in. Can I call you back?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Chris. Let me call you.
Okay.
If you are warm market.
Okay.
And here we go. Ready? Hello? You say hello.
Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Danny. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, dude, I need your help with something.
Okay.
I've just got this new thing that I'm doing a test market with, and it's a home business that where I have this thing that we're trying to test out, and basically Hans and I have been looking for a way to get out of debt, and, you know, we got 5 kids that we got to be sending through college and stuff like that, and we feel like we may have found a way, and after carefully searching for what we felt may work, we feel like we might have found something, but before we completely get ourselves in too deep, we're just going to do a test market with a few of our friends that we trust can give us a real honest assessment. And I know that you would be very good at scrutinizing something. It's kind of a look under the hood and test drive before you buy kind of a thing. And so before we get ourselves in too deep, and I don't believe everything that I read either, we were wondering if I could get you to scrutinize something. Just give me your honest assessment on something. Would you be willing to do that for me?
Sure. How much does it cost?
Well, actually, when's a good time for us to get together?
How about Saturday?
Okay. Why don't I come over Saturday, and I'll go ahead and drop it off, and then, you know, you just test drive it for me, and then we'll just, you know, see where it goes from there.
Okay.
I appreciate it so much, Chris. Thanks for doing that.
Do you need any money for it, or?
And that's totally up to you. When you take a look at it, you can make that decision.
Okay.
And then that way you can decide whether or not you even think that it's a good value for it, you know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
Okay, awesome. All right, thanks, buddy.
All right.
See you Saturday.
All right, see ya.
Do you see a difference there?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
You're being less of a salesperson, I guess.
No way. It was extremely non-threatening.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to sell you.
Yeah. You know, I think I've heard you say this before, but my question is, what if I've already kind of, like, spilled the beans on this business and I've told everybody the wrong way and I can't go back and tell them I'm testing it out because they already know I'm doing it?
Okay, so that's question number two. And that you only did it with 30 people.
What's that?
You only did it with 30 people. There's 170 other people that should be on your list.
Right.
Don't just forget the old. Start with the new.
Okay.
Here's another thing that you can do. And again, Chris, I can't – and again, it's so typical for new people to just get on the phone and spill their guts.
Mm-hmm.
I got started in a business, and I'm excited, and you can make some money, and I want to make some money. Don't even go there. No, seriously, it's not the best approach for you or anybody. Here's another approach. Let me say I'm calling you again, ring, ring, hello. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I know that you've been really busy with all that you got going on in your life, and I almost didn't call you because of your schedule, but I really need your help with something.
Okay, sure.
We've been looking for a way to get out of debt and to start the college tuition for the kids, and I believe that we may have found a way, but before we begin our national advertising campaign, I was hoping I could gain some experience with practicing with you first. Do you think that you could help me out?
Sure.
Okay, can we talk, like, tomorrow?
Okay.
My place or yours?
Mine's fine.
Okay.
How long will it take?
I don't know, dude. I'm kind of practicing.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay.
An hour or two, maybe? I don't know. Maybe an hour?
Yeah, I'm free tomorrow night. That's cool.
Okay, that's awesome. Dude, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you letting me practice on you.
Sure, no problem.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, see you.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay.
Okay, I just read you two scripts, Chris, on page 6 of the DannyJohnson.com script book.
Right, got it.
Test market number 1 and practice approach number 1 are the two scripts that I just read to you, word for thinking word.
Okay.
Okay, that's pretty simple.
Okay, so
one is for the business. I'm going to go over to your house and present the business opportunity to you. The other was for product.
Right.
Test marketing a product. So the important thing is, and again, when you're excited and you're new, and this is what most people do who are new, they think, you know, it's my friends. I can just tell them, right? That's usually what's going through a new person's mind. It's my friends. Come on. I don't need to read some script to my friends. I'm like, dude, get a grip. And this is where most people miss it. They think that their friends think just like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And have you found with the 30 people that they don't think like you? They don't, do they?
Yeah.
They don't. And predominantly because they have not had the opportunity that you did. You got to see the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important is that you lead them in a way where they see the full picture. And if they get to see the full picture, then they get to make a full decision as you did and get excited about something like you got excited about. The important thing is that you don't go on your word alone, that you think that you have credibility with them. They trust you. However, they don't always respect you, especially with a home-based business that they don't know based on your track record whether or not, you know, you're going to make it happen or not.
Right.
Here's another thing that you can do with the 30 people that you've already contacted. One of the things that you could do is say, chances are that a lot of those 30 didn't even take a look at the opportunity, right?
Right.
They just, like, brushed you off, right?
Right. They're just like, good luck with it. It's, you know, sounds like one of those scams. But
exactly. Yeah. And so don't feel bad, because I'm telling you, there's like 1,000 other people on the phone, that's not an exaggeration, right now, who have made those same phone calls and have walked down that same path, okay? So it's no big deal. Every one of us have done what you did.
Okay.
And those of us who have stuck it out have, like, benefited from sticking it out, okay? So there is another side, I promise.
Okay.
If you can make it through this part, you can get on with it.
Okay.
Now, the thing that you can do with those 30, Chris, would be this, and this is the conversation I would have with you. I'd say, hey, Chris, how's it going?
Good.
This is Danny. Hey, listen, I know you know why I'm calling you, but here's the deal. I am in a position right now where I am working on getting a promotion inside the company. And the reason why I'm calling you is I don't want you coming to me a year from now when I have picked and chose a few people inside of our center of influence that you and I both know, and they have gone out and generated a six-figure income, and you call me and say, how come you didn't give me the chance? So here's the deal. I'm calling to set up an appointment with you for you to take a full look at the company and the organization that I'm working with, because I don't want there to be any bad blood between you and I. And as it is and as it's going right now, there will be bad blood between the two of us, and you'll wind up calling me saying, how come you didn't give me the chance? So you're not coming off my list, Chris, until we get together. So can I come out and see you tomorrow night?
Sure. No.
So how do you think that would work, Chris?
I think that would work. Now, should that be a one-on-one, or can you do it in a group setting?
You can totally do a group setting. You can set up a group presentation in your house and do the full presentation. If you're not yet equipped there, you have your upline over, have them do it. Or if your upline's out of state, have them call in and do it on a conference call, like on a speakerphone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you just have that heart-to-heart talk. Chris, I'm really sorry. I did everything wrong when I called you. I was totally a newbie. I didn't know what I was doing. And I know I made it sound like it was a scam. Well, there's no doubt in my mind that it's not. And the reality is that I am going to build, you know, an extra $5,000 a month with the company. And I'm looking for an interviewing out of my friends. Who else has the ability and the skills that we are looking for? Now, I don't want you calling me a year from now saying, how come you didn't give me a chance? I don't want there to be any bad blood between the two of us. So I need you and I to get together as soon as possible, just to make sure my conscience is clear, knowing that I at least gave you the chance to see the full picture.
Wow, that's great. Can I ask you one quick question?
No, you already asked me two. Let me get to number 8, 9, 10, and then if I have more time, I'll let you in.
It's a tiny one.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't, dude.
Okay.
I've already answered two. Okay, number 8. Who's that next person out there that's waiting?
This is Amy.
Amy, what can I do for you?
I have a prospect that I talked to the first time, a cold lead, and formed her. Everything went real well. She's into health, so it matches with my business. Led her to a website, which she went to. She was there for our next appointment. And then I was real excited. I went on, you know, following your scripts, asked her what she liked, what she heard. She said, everything. I think it's great. Tell me more. She said, I want everything you sell, and I know lots of people, et cetera. Went through, do you want to make a little lot, you know, and that kind of thing. And then when I asked, how do you see yourself getting started, her response was not, you know, I'm not sure, slow. And so then I tried to sell her, like, the test-it-out kit, you know, try me out. She wouldn't go for that at all. She insisted to go back to the website and look through all of our product choices first. And so that's how that call ended. When I got a hold of her then the next week to try to say, well, what did you want to get started on? She says that, well, she's looking at another company. Her boss wanted her to try some products. She can't test out both products at the same time. And then we kind of got cut off in our call. And so my question is, if I get a hold of her again, what key questions can I ask her to get her thinking about comparing the different companies and seeing how my company's better than the competitor?
Well, Amy, that's a great question. The first thing you want to understand is that you cannot condemn a Chevy to sell a Ford.
Right.
So
yeah, I don't want to feel, okay.
No, you don't want to put down on what she's doing to prove that yours is better. Ever,
right. So
ever,
her to
ever,
think.
Ever.
Right. So I want her to think. I don't want to try to convince and sell.
What I'm telling
you,
Amy, is this.
Yes.
It is based by relationship that she's going to wind up working with you.
Okay.
So it is you that makes your opportunity different, Amy, not the opportunity. It's never the opportunity. It's never the products. It's never the compensation. It is you.
Okay.
It's always you. And so I would just, if you feel like she's a strong, good prospect, then I would follow up with her. But if you feel like she's not a good, strong prospect that's really going to build this thing dynamically and that she's going to rip it up faster than you, I wouldn't waste my time.
Okay.
Next.
That's what I was wondering.
Okay. Okay, there's another person out there, number nine. Who are you? If I haven't answered the question yet, please step up. Oh, that's tragic. Okay, there's two more people that's supposed to be remaining. I have 5 minutes left in the class today. If I have not answered your question, please state your name. And if you think, I don't know if I'm number nine, you are. Okay, let me go back to Chris. Chris, let me answer that question real quick. Chris, star six.
Okay.
Go ahead.
When are you going to have your next seminar on the East Coast? Like, say, Philadelphia?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that's a great question. And all I know is, Chris, is that if you're waiting for me to come to the East Coast, you're going to hurt yourself. That's all I know. So let me tell you this. I'll give you a head start on a story. There's a guy by the name of Nate who was from Atlanta, Georgia. There was a seminar taking place in a week in Dallas, Texas. Certainly was not the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And he had heard about the training seminar, and he had heard that we were going to be in Atlanta. The man took a major leap of faith. He went to Dallas himself. When we came to Atlanta the following month, he had 15 people at that event with him. Do you know why?
Because
he had been trained and equipped. So the thing you have to ask yourself is, do you want to show up on the East Coast by yourself? Or do you want to have an army at that event with you? Because you've already tasted and seen. You've already been fully equipped. You've already seen and now know how to not only prospect, close, but promote and begin the beginning steps to leadership development. So it's kind of like how serious are you in building your business and how much of a head start do you want to have? It's so funny because, Chris, so many people ask that question, and you're brand new to the industry, so it's a valid question. So many people say, Danny, when are you coming to Kansas? I'm not coming to Kansas in 2006, and I'm not so sure that I'm not going to be in Philadelphia in 2005. And so the thing is that when people wait, they don't realize that they're really hurting their business. They're absolutely hurting it. They're putting their business on hold. You're slowing down the possibility of momentum. You're slowing down your closing ratios. You're slowing down your prospecting ratios dramatically. And so when you're facing, and it's just like me, when the guy first told me about my first training seminar, I was like, okay, I think I'll go next month. Next month will be way more convenient for me, and then I won't have to fly, and then it won't be as expensive, and I could save money, or I could go make some money first and then go. That was everything that I was thinking. And the reality was that when I was told, you will fail if you don't go. And so when I went, which it was a week later, I made $4,000 in 8 days. I will tell you that if I would have waited a month, there's no – in fact, to be honest with you, I don't know if I would have been able to last that month, number one. Number two, I would have missed out on all those prospects that I closed in the month of November.
Wow. Now, are the live seminars, do you get a lot more out of them than, say, you would from the North Carolina CDs?
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. Sandy Krakowski, are you out there?
Donnelly.
Oh, wait. Sandy Krakowski, are you back on the line with me? No, she must be muted out. What I will tell you is the most common response from people who have bought the North Carolina CDs, and we have literally thousands of stories of people who've listened to those CDs, right?
Mm-hmm.
who then come to First Steps and go, there is absolutely no comparison at all. First of all, I'm not scripted at all. That seminar was done for a small group of brand new people. Every seminar is completely different. We have a gentleman who I know is listening right now. He probably has about 300 people that are attached into this call by the name of Tom, who has been to, I think, 10 First Step seminars. He comes every single month because he brings an army of people with him every single month. He made $200,000 his first year, and he plugged into us.
Wow.
His first, he plugged into us. Check this out. It's a killer story. He was totally broke. He and his wife had lost their second vehicle. They had four daughters. They had no car. They are, you know, walking to the grocery store, walking to the post office. Are you with me? It's total financial devastation.
Wow.
That was just at Christmas time, 2003.
Ouch.
Major ouch. And then what happened was is that he heard about us right around that time. He listened for 8 hours straight online, and he's weeping, just going, what the heck am I going to do? That's it. I've got to step up and do something. He found an opportunity January 8th of 2004. He had plugged into a seminar, plugged into our archives calls almost every single month. I think he missed two seminars that year, and that was it. And he had to borrow the money to go to the seminar. He had to borrow the gas money to get himself there. He had to borrow lunch money. He had no money at all to go to that seminar, not even for accommodations. Are you with me? He came out and made $20,000 his first 6 weeks. Okay? Yeah. No, check it out. Made $200,000 his first 12 months. He personally sponsored 500 people himself his first year.
Wow.
And in 12 months, okay, his first 12 months, his organization grew to 23,000 people. All right?
That's awesome.
This guy has plugged in every single month. And I'll tell you this, and if he could speak right now, he would just be like screaming at you, going, go now! Because if he had waited, look at where he would be. What if he had waited? That $20,000 would not have been in his pocket at the time when he needed it.
Wow.
I'll tell you this, Chris. This is one thing I do know. If it wasn't meant for you to be in Salt Lake, you'd be hearing about it the day after Salt Lake.
All I got to say is, see you in Salt Lake.
I'll see you. Danny, get people to come with you. You'll be kicking yourself if you're there alone. Yeah, people to go. Just on a leap of faith. You've got to come with me. I don't care if you grab your mother or your brother or your cousin.
Yeah, everybody I recruit in the next 8 weeks is going to be invited to come.
Well, you make sure and come up to me.
Okay.
I'd love to meet you.
All right, cool.
Okay, buddy. Okay, there was somebody else that screamed out saying, I'm here.
Donna Lee.
Ooh, who was that?
Donna Lee.
Donna, what can I do for you?
Well, first of all, I would like to tell you that script book is great, especially for the warm market, because I had test pilot with three people, and they did not reject me, even though I felt that they wasn't ready to do the business.
Uh-huh.
My question is, do I do the same approach to people that I know that's in the wish list? In other words, people that I look up to, like doctors.
Donna, absolutely. And this is a great way to approach them. And you start off with that way. You say, you know what? And this is what I would say to you. You know what, Donna? I know. In fact, I would use test market script number 2. Hey, Donna, how's it going? Hey, can I get your help with something? I almost didn't call you because you're so busy, and I don't want to waste your time. But I got to tell you, I totally admire what you've done with your life. You have been successful, and my hope is that I can succeed in the same way that you have. And so I really would value your assessment with something that I have found that I believe will work out for us. But I know that someone as smart and successful as you are would be able to find things about it that would really, really help me out. I would use the same exact approach, but I would begin it with, you know what, I've always admired you and what you've done, and begin the approach that way. Donna, that's a great question. Okay, you guys, I'm sorry, but it's a couple minutes after the hour right now, so I got to wrap up the call. Again, let me just go ahead and give you guys an update. We're going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah, coming up here July 16th and 17th. Of 2005. Check the website for the location. Again, that's Salt Lake City, Utah, July 16th and 17th. We start at 9 o'clock in the morning. We end Saturday night around 5. We take a 2-hour break, and we have kind of a bonus time that's free and open to the general public. This is our Christian-based training. We actually teach straight from the scriptures. Ways, basically, message that is going to equip you spiritually for your success in every area of your life. And then we begin again on 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, and it ends whenever. Please don't book your flights in the early evening. That will just kill it. You don't want to miss the very end of the training seminar. And so we start again at 9 on Sunday. We end whenever. Really between 6 and 8 o'clock at night is typically when Sunday winds up wrapping up. So we will get to see you guys there. I'm excited. I can't wait to meet all of you and all of the new people that many of you have already bringing. We've already got a tremendous amount of people that are going to be there. It will be a sold-out crowd, just like Denver, Colorado was, just like Creating a Dynasty was. Also, we've got Dynasty coming up in November, November 11th, 12th, and 13th. This is our three-day advanced training seminar. The only way that you can get to that seminar is if you have graduated from First Step to Success First. Our Tampa event this past May sold out. And so we know that Dynasty, this one, will absolutely sell out. It's already filling up like crazy. The demand is huge, so you don't want to wait and get yourself registered for that one. And again, the prospecting and closing class, we have a couple seats left available in that class, 4 o'clock to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so I would highly recommend if you have been sitting on the fence concerning that class, get into it now. So anyway, thanks so much to those of you that stepped up. We had Sandy, Carol, Roberta, Kimberly, Hope, Lisa, Chris, Amy, and Donna who stepped out tonight and asked questions. And we hope and pray that you guys have an awesome week. And I hope and pray that you guys got a lot out of this call, lots of great questions coming from lots of different directions. And let me open up the lines and all of us can say good night and God bless.
Good night.